A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. London's getting busier. The summer holidays are over, the kids are back at school, and a lot more of us are back in the office, although far from all. The Mayor Sadiq Khan has launched another initiative to get more people into the city, this time reminding us of those nights out with colleagues after a day at the desk. London Late sees partnership with places like the Fabric Nightclub and English National Opera, a reminder that when business is done, the capital likes a night out. But is any of this working? Our consumer business editor, Jonathan Prin, is with me. Jonathan, lots of businesses were expecting staff to return to the office now that summer is over. Have they been?
It's early days. We've only just come out of August. The schools only just went back today. But there are a lot of quite encouraging signs that people are starting to travel into central London more, whether it's for work. A lot of it will be for work, but I think, you know, a lot of staycationers as well. London's been doing really well on staycations this summer compared with previous years. But yes, I think there is growing evidence, certainly from figures from Transport for London and what we're hearing anecdotally from offices, that places are starting to fill up.
So how's the transport network holding up with all these people coming back? Are there larger numbers of people getting on the tube and getting on buses?
Yeah, there are. I mean, we're reaching pandemic level highs, I suppose. The tube network's starting to hit 50% of what was considered normal before the pandemic for the first time since March 2020. So I think that's quite a big landmark. There's still people avoiding the underground and buses and so on. The levels of traffic on the roads are higher than they were before the pandemic. So obviously there's been some shift from public transport that some people still feel a bit nervous about onto private cars, which isn't great for the environment, but probably reflects people's nervousness about travelling in crowded trains and so on. But yeah, that, I think across all modes of transport, there is definitely an upward trend now, and it's probably irreversible unless we get another big setback this autumn.
That's really interesting, actually. So all that work that's been done to try and reduce the number of cars coming into London, is that being unravelled?
Oh, totally unravelled. I mean, I just saw some data today showing that last week car usage in London was 116% of the same week in 2019. So it's quite clear that people are using their cars more than they were before the pandemic, which I think is going to be a big worry for the transport authorities, because it's the last thing London needs for all sorts of reasons.
Jonathan, are people coming back Monday to Friday?
They're not. The evidence is that the most popular day for going back to the office is Tuesday, I think it is, followed by Wednesday and then Thursday, the beginning and the end of the week. Not surprisingly, the least popular, Friday the least popular of all. So it is tending to be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday phenomenon, which is causing employers some problems, really, because they're getting bunching in offices that are supposed to be still socially distanced, and then they've got total tumbleweed on Monday and Friday.
But this idea of hybrid working, that's being supported by the mayor.
It very much so, yeah, and he launched an initiative today where he was kind of highlighting, and maybe people have forgotten this, the fun side of being in an office, particularly when you've finished your working day and you go out and you go to a pub, a restaurant, maybe go out with your colleagues and, to a show or a venue of some kind. And I think people have rather forgotten that side of it, and all they're thinking about is the slog and the commute and the downside of coming into central London. So he's launched this campaign today, which is trying to sort of encourage employers to highlight the after work social scene and how that could help tease people away from their kitchen table keyboards and come back into central London, especially as Christmas sort of approaches. I think that side of it becomes more and more of a, you know, interplay in if you're working in central London.
But I wonder if people aren't coming back on a Friday, and Friday is the traditional after work drink day. Is that going to affect that?
Yeah, I think Friday will continue to be a very quiet day, and I guess Thursday will become the new Friday. I mean, simple as that. Knowing that they can stay in bed maybe a bit longer on Friday morning, and they'll definitely be working from home on that day.
Is coming into London 1 or 2 days a week, maybe having a drink after work, possibly on a Thursday, is that going to be enough to help the city recover economically from what's happened?
On the face of it, it looks very, very difficult for London, because obviously the London economy is set up for the pre-pandemic level of business or level of spending. Now, if we've only got 70 or 80% of that spending, maybe less, from this autumn onwards, and that's the new normal, effectively, you know, 20, 30, maybe 40% of the revenue that kept central London's economy, particularly hospitality and retail, going before the pandemic is gone, and possibly forever. Factor in then the slow recovery of international tourism, and you do have a major, major readjustment of the central London economy, and that's going to be painful, I think. It will happen, because London is a remarkably flexible beast, but it'll be a new and different central London. I think the weekend economy will be okay, because we're seeing that people do seem willing to come into Soho, Covent Garden, and so on at the weekend. But the midweek economy is going to be difficult.
And that's Alida. You can read more about the story in the newspaper or at standard.co.uk. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.